maybe the tax isn't paid on, you call that?
Moonshine.
Moonshine, okay. And if you have sugar cane and you you crush it up and you boil the juice, and that makes what?
Syrup.
Okay. And then the thick, kind of heavy stuff that comes out of that. Thick, dark. Okay.
I've never done that with sugar cane.
Okay, that's old from around here, but probably not ever in the city.
What is
molasses is the obvious.
Where does black strap molasses come from?
I don't know.
I don't either.
Okay. But if the okay, well, what's the difference between syrup?
Syrup, molasses, is that what you're going to ask?
Mm-hmm.
I was just going to ask you, molasses to me is heavier and thicker.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't eat molasses. Molasses is what you make, what you bake with, you make cookies with, but I don't think I've ever had molasses
mm-hmm.
per se on
yeah.
pancakes. And
yeah, okay. Let me see. Okay. We've already hit that. Oh yeah. What do you keep on the table to season food with?
Salt and pepper.
Okay. And if there's some apples on the table, and one of the girls comes in the house and wants one, they would say what?
Can I have an apple?
Okay. Let me see. If you're pointing to a tree way off, you might say it's what?
Way over there.
Way over there, okay. Did you ever use yonder?
Way over yonder. Yeah.
You would use that, or is that more older usage, or?
Well, I would use it if I were really trying to stress the distance.
That would be quite a ways.
Yeah.
Okay.
Way over yonder.
Okay. Let me see. If a man has plenty of money, he doesn't have. You might say if a man has plenty of money, he doesn't have anything to worry about. But life is hard on a man
who's poor.
Okay. And if you have a lot of peach trees, you have
an orchard.
Okay. You might ask somebody if it's his orchard, and he says, "No, I'm just a neighbor." So pointing to someone else, he would say, he's the man.
Who owns it.
Okay. When I was a boy, you might say, when I was a boy, my father was poor, but next door was a boy.
Who was rich.
Okay. Or talking about his father, next door was a boy.
Run it by me again.
Okay. I'm talking about his father. Okay.
All right.
When I was a boy, my father was poor, but next door was a boy
whose father was rich. What are
yeah,
you?
Yeah, that's exactly what I want.
Oh.
Okay. Inside a cherry, the part you don't eat is a
hit.
Okay. And inside of a peach, that's called a
stone. No, that's a peach pit.
Call that a
yeah.
pit?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a peach pit.
Why do you have both terms in your vocabulary. When would you choose one rather than the other?
I'd always say peach pit. And when you said I think I'd say cherry stone. I think I'd say a cherry seed and a peach pit. It's always a peach pit. The other things...
the other things are variable.
Yeah.
Okay. There's a kind of peach where the flesh is really tight against the
clingstone.
Pit. You call that a clingstone
yeah.
peach.
And
what about the other kind, where it's loose?
That's usually an Alberta.
Okay. You ever call that anything else?
Like what?
Freestone?
No, not really, because in Georgia, I think you get down.